kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Simula pa Hunyo ng nakaraang taon, hindi pa nakikita ni Fayasi Gabriel ang kanyang ina.
This is 2 years with the COVID. Maybe I visit my mom 2 times or 3 times. This is 7 months. I didn't see my mom.
Nasa aged care residence si Mariam Shaya simula pa noong 2017. Bagaman naging mahirap sa pamilya, ayon kay Faiza at asawa nitong si Ala, maswerte pa din sila.
It's sad we don't visit mom and we miss her so much.
Yeah, we
know?
Miss.
And
even
she
last
don't have
time,
any more people to visit her. Like we don't have a relative. Just only me and my wife.
Ngayong panahon ng tag-init, matindi ang naging bugso ng Omicron variant sa sektor ng aged care. Ayon kay Paul Sadler, CEO ng Age and Community Services Australia, ang bilang ng mga namatay ngayong taon ay kalunos-lunos.
It's absolutely a crisis. So we have a situation where we have over 500 older people who are residents of aged care who've died since the 1st of January.
Inanunsyo ni Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly ang task force na binuo para makakuha ng impormasyon at tugunan ng issue.
We are looking to try to get more details about those deaths. It is not an easy thing. The numbers have been challenging in terms of getting detailed information from that situation.
Ngunit ayon sa leader ng oposisyon na si Anthony Albanese, hindi ito sapat.
This is just an extraordinary response. It's the suggestion that the department wasn't looking at those issues, that they had to set up a task force?
Ngunit pinalalapa ng Omicron variant ang mga problema na sinasabi ng mga eksperto na matagal nang nangyayari. Ngayong linggo, nangako si Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ng 2 beses na bayad na aabot sa $400 kada manggagawa sa sektor upang manatili sa trabaho. Ayon naman kay Paul Sadler, para sa mga nasa frontline, hindi nito malulutas ang mga sangasangang issue.
So well before the impact of COVID, we were seeing challenges for us in having staffing availability across aged care. COVID has made that twice as bad.
Ang malaking kakulangan sa mga magagawa ay nakakaapekto din sa pagbabakuna ng booster shot. Sa 170,000 na residente ng aged care na eligible na sa booster shot, 125,000 lamang ang nakatanggap ng pangatlong bakuna. Naging mapanganib tuloy sa naiwang 26% o 45,000 residente at 20,000 pa ang hindi nakakatanggap ng isa o 2 bakuna. Ayon kay Health Minister Greg Hunt, ang hindi pagpayag ng mga residente ang dahilan nito.
Right across the sector, 99% of facilities that have been visited, with the remaining that facility-based reasons have not been able to accept visits so far. They'll occur over the coming days. And so our approach is to continue to go back.
Inaasahan naman ni Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly na tataas pa ang mga kaso ngayong taglamig.
There will be more deaths in Australia broadly. But I do expect weeks deaths in aged care and elsewhere in the community over the next few weeks, particularly in elderly people.
Bagaman daan-daan na ang bilang ng mga nasasawi sa mahigit isang buwan, hindi pa ito itinuturing na krisis ng Ministro ng Aged Care Services na si Richard Colbeck sa kanyang naging sagot sa pagdinig ng Senado noong Miyerkules.
No, I don't accept that it's in complete crisis, Senator. I know it is certainly working very, very hard to manage the impacts, particularly of the Omicron outbreak.
Mahigit isang taon ang binabatikos ng ilan ang paghawak sa pandemya ni Minister Colbeck. Lumala pa ito matapos napag-alaman na dumalo sa cricket ng nakaraang buwan bilang sports minister, imbis na humarap sa Parliamentary COVID-19 Committee. Ayon kay Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese, hindi na ito katanggap-tanggap.
Today I'm angry. I'm angry because I've spoken to the families of aged care residents who've had enough. Richard Colbeck must resign today. If Richard Colbeck does not resign today, the Prime Minister should sack him.
Pinanawagan na ito ng oposisyon noon paman, ngunit hindi ito inaksyonan ng punong ministro. Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Krishna Danji at Pablo Vinales ng SBS News. Isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea. Para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? pakikinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.